Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with the one and only John Belenky, who is running the Rock and Roll for Children charity benefit down at the Fillmore in Silver Spring on Saturday, March 17th. John, thanks for joining us. And we also have WG Snuffy Walden, an Emmy-winning composer with us from The West Wing and so many other things. Thanks so much for both joining us, gentlemen.
It's my pleasure.
In stereo.
That's right.
Awesome. Well, let's start with you, John, since I know you kind of have sort of a lot of the details on the event itself. What year are we in now?
We are in, it's probably the 14th year of our event and the 10th year since we formalized the charity.
Oh, okay, awesome. Before we go into this year's lineup, give me a sense of sort of how much it's grown over that time.
Well, the first event was under a tent in my backyard, and we just invited people to see if we could make this a viable enterprise. And now we're at the Fillmore, which holds over 1,000 people with rock and roll icons that I grew up listening to.
And who do we have this year? I know we have Ann Wilson of Heart. Actually, I'll let you list them, because then I can actually use your soundbite.
Well, we have Ann Wilson of Heart, who's a multi-platinum award-winning 2013 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee, and she's just possibly one of the hottest women rock vocalists out there. We have Snuffy Walden, who is near and dear to our heart and a valued board member of the charity as well. His partner in crime, Sarah Nemitz, and I'll let Snuffy talk about her in a couple minutes. We also have Christine Ullman, who is a lead vocalist for the Saturday Night Live band and also a board member, and Chris Patti, who is a very well-known blues musician and president of Indie Music TV, who's also a board member. And we have the Peacemakers, which is a Washington, D.C. local band, which is a killer band, opening up the show.
Awesome. Yeah. We actually we talked to Ann Wilson when she came last year. I think she played at the Birchmere or something, and she still got it, man. She can still rock. So I'm excited to see her out there at this event too. Snuffy, talk to it from the musician's perspective. So you get a call to help out with this. Is it immediately, oh, it's a great cause. It's a no-brainer, I guess.
Well, I was involved with the Washington West Film Festival, and that's how I met John. And I think this is my 6th year.
About that.
And we came out and played at one with Sarah Nemitz, the young gal I work with, fabulous singer. And we just fell in love with the people and the community of it and the cause, and been involved every year since.
That's awesome. So if our listeners come out to this, explain what they're going to see. It's it's all these musicians teaming together. You know, what songs are we going to hear? Do you have the set list worked out? Give me an idea.
I do have the set list. I'm not going to spill any beans, but I will say one thing for those that are Ann Wilson fans. Ann is coming out with a brand new album that she's just finished, and this is the first time those songs are going to be played in a performance.
A nice little teaser.
And I don't think her album even comes out till next week.
That's awesome. That's really cool. And then I assume we'll also hear some of the old favorites as well.
Oh, God, yes. And she's going to do some covers that are awesome. She brought down the house at the Kennedy Center with her cover of Led Zeppelin.
Oh, yeah, at the Kennedy Center. It made Robert Plant and Jimmy Page tear up, if I remember. That went viral.
I love that.
Yeah, it was so great. I could listen to that any day. Snuffy, what are you playing?
Well, I'm coming out with a young gal that I've been working with for about 8 years, a young girl named Sarah Nemitz. A young girl, she's 25 now. But she's an amazing singer. She tours with a band called Postmodern Jukebox, and she's been on some of my television shows as well. And she and I'll be playing duo and doing her material she and I have written, some covers. And Christine is going to sit in with us, and we're going to have another guitar player sit in with us so that we keep the family feeling of it. A lot of this has been about musicians getting together in different arrangements so that it's really a special night. It's not a night you can see anywhere else. And so we're going to be carrying on that tradition, and with any luck, we can get Ann to come in and sit in with us.
Awesome. Yeah, no, that's a good point you just raised about how it's something you can't really see anywhere else, and it makes it its own unique night, and you get to see these pairings and sort of selections of what you're performing that really you're not going to see at any other show. So it's a nice little eclectic mix.
But it's a special feeling that the charity gets. You know, they've always combined bands with different people, and it's just special.
Totally.
And Jason, the auction that we have this year is truly outstanding, with guitars signed by folks not with us anymore, like Tom Petty or B.B. King or Prince, and guitars from the Stones and Bob Dylan, and it's Paul McCartney. It's an awesome auction of both experiences, trips, as well as memorabilia from the rock and roll world.
Explain how that works. So obviously we have the big concerts, the big thing for the night, but are they bidding on these in like a silent auction ahead of time? Is it online?
Well, folks that go to the charity website, rockandrollforchildren.org, all spelled out, rockandrollforchildren.org, can both buy tickets as well as register and bid in the auction. The auction is online and it's live now, and it will end about 10 p.m. on show night, Saturday night.
That's so great.
And I'm going to bring, actually, Jason, I'm bringing out a Taylor guitar that was signed by Bob Taylor and their top designer. I'm going to be performing with it on stage.
Wow.
And then we're going to auction it off as soon as we're done. So
that's awesome.
That'll be an excellent.
And it just arrived today, and I'm drooling over this guitar. It's gorgeous.
We promise we'll wipe the drool off before you. Oh, that's so great. Well, it sounds like awesome items, and we're talking about the items that you can bid on, but explain where those funds, you know, it's a benefit after all. Explain who we're benefiting this year.
This is a very unique organization because everybody involved with it is a volunteer. There are no salaries. There is no payroll. The only expenses we have are the actual event costs, and everything we raise beyond that gets donated to the Children's Inn at the National Institute of Health. And that's if you're not familiar with it, it's a very special place right in the heart of our region here in the D.C. area. And the Children's Inn helps kids who have reached the end of their treatment modalities, wherever they are, and this is kind of their last hope. It's some experimental things going on at NIH. And over 1,500 kids are served right now by the Children's Inn from 96 countries, and none of these kids have to pay, and their families stay there, and it's a really, really special place. And they can't do it without our support because it's entirely privately funded.
That's so great. Well, thanks for, I know you guys have helped them out in past years as well, but thanks for keeping up the good cause. And just sort of in closing, how can we get tickets?
Go to the charity website, rockandrollforchildren.org, and you'll see the button right in front of you. By all means, be there. You have to get your Irish on somewhere. You might as well be with us on St. Patrick's Day, rocking out.
I love it. Get your Irish on with Snuffy. I love it. Hey, you guys have been generous with your time. Thanks so much. We can't wait for it.
Jason, it's our pleasure. Jason. I love T.O.P. It's hard-coded in my radio.
Keep it that way.
All right.
All right, thanks, guys.
Talk to you soon.